I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 250,000 refugee kids in Lebanon don't go to school, and the camps are prime hunting grounds for extremists who are looking to recruit followers. Dale Dielman with Tent Schools International says they're getting in front of the problem by bringing the schools to the camps.
Right now, we're in the process of raising funds to get another school up and running by September in the Baca Valley in Lebanon.
So what was fertile ground for radicalization is now fertile ground for God's word.
Every day at the school, they begin the day with prayer. They begin the day with a Bible story. And throughout the day, they have opportunities to talk about the message of the gospel with the children.
Tent Schools International is well on its way to raising $32,000 for a new school. If you'd like to help, look for the details at missionnews.org. And in many parts of the world, people haven't heard about Jesus Christ. Even if they have, many lack the resources to keep on learning. That's why Christian Resources International set up a distribution center in Kenya, where locals can find the resources and assistance necessary to grow in their knowledge and faith. CRI's Jason Wolford.
So at our Kenya distribution center, we train up 100 pastors every month and then give them the Word of God, seminary materials, Christian resources that they need, and also Christian discipleship education materials, and then go back to their church and give people a Bible who've never owned one.
What we're saying is there's a home for your unused Bibles and Christian books. If you're interested in learning how you can help CRI continue sharing the hope of Christ, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for a world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.